Now, for a little while, we will do muraqabah dhikr, dhikr in the heart, silent dhikr. This dhikr, remembrance of Allah, is very beneficial, it is very good. And from doing dhikr in the heart, muraqabah dhikr, we attain the levels, increase in levels, and batin, the inner state, the inner self, becomes illuminated and full of nur. And in our ibadat, in our worship, we will feel the taste, the enjoyment, and the husn, the goodness. And when a person does maraqabah e dhikr and concentrates and focuses on the heart, especially the salikeen, the travelers, the murideen, the students already have learnt or are learning the dhikr, they should make proper effort on this dhikr. Our pious predecessors and elders, their method was that for hours upon end they would do maraqabah and dhikr on the heart, focus on the heart, remember Allah Ta'ala in the heart. They would sit and do this dhikr for long periods of time. This is easy, this dhikr, its method is easy. You don't have to speak loudly, you don't have to make a strenuous effort. All you have to do, and the best method, is that you learn this dhikr from a teacher, and after learning this dhikr from somebody who can teach you, you do effort on this dhikr, and the salikin, the travelers, the students should put a lot of effort and focus on this dhikr, that this is the main dhikr for us that will improve us. Yes, we recite khatam e khwajgan, and there is thawab and reward in khatam e khwajgan and reciting verses loudly, but the elevation and promotion and progress of the batin, the inner state, is all linked to and proportionate and related to maraqabah, dhikr and silent dhikr in the heart. All the time we should be in maraqabah. There should be no moment, no second of the salik, the student, where he is devoid and not doing the dhikr of the heart. Every moment, every second, we should be focused on the heart, and we should be feeling that in our heart. The heart is saying Allah, 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 Allah. So we need to struggle for this, we need to strive for this, make effort for this, do mehnat for this. And there's a very easy method, as I said, to do dhikr. We have to focus on the heart. By focusing on the heart, concentrating on the heart, inside the heart, within the heart, without moving your tongue, without any volume of a voice, without any verbals, you just say Allah, 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 silently, quietly in the heart. This is a great dhikr, and in relation to thawab reward, it's a great dhikr. And I tell you this hadith regularly. This is narrated by Hazrat Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha, that in the hereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address the angels, that have you presented and brought forth, bring forth all the deeds of this servant of mine, and they will present the deeds. And Allah will say that, have you shown me all of his deeds? And they'll say, Allah, nothing is left, we have shown you, presented everything that he did, that we saw and we heard. Allah will say, I've got such a thawab reward of his that is within, next to me, I have conceived that even you could not reach to it. They said, Allah, this was everything he did. Allah said, no, this is his khafi, silent dhikr that I'm presenting to you, that I kept the reward of this to myself, with myself. So this is a subhanAllah, great dhikr with great reward. And there's another speciality quality of this dhikr, that when you do dhikr in this way, silent, khafi dhikr, maraqabah, there's no pride in this. There's no show in this. There's no showing off. Many people think, oh, he's sleeping. Oh, she's sleeping. Oh, they're sitting down and they're just bowing their heads and they're sleeping, or they're dozy. SubhanAllah, his head is concentrating, and SubhanAllah, his heart is remembering Allah SWT. His hands might be doing something else, but his heart is focusing on Allah. So you don't have to try extra hard, but you should make time, focus for hours upon end with silence, focusing on the heart in the corner, in the darkness, in the light, walking, talking, working in the dunya in front of people. This is so beneficial, this dhikr, that if you're sitting in a gathering and you're talking to people, and even if you're not talking verbally at the time, it's not necessary in every gathering, but you can focus your head and mind towards dhikr, the heart, and you don't have to use tasbih, you don't have to physically work hard. Rather, the pious predecessor Hazrat Hakim al-Ummat rahmatullahi alayhi stated that with this dhikr, you don't need wudu, you don't need ablution, you don't need to physically think that you are linked to anything else. Just wherever you are, at any time, focus on your heart and say Allah, Allah, Allah. So for a little while we will do this dhikr with the depths of the heart, with sincerity, with the love. Do this dhikr, maraqabah dhikr, regularly. Regularly. And the more tawajjuh, focus, attention you put on this dhikr. Look, there's another point within this. That thoughts, we have thoughts, whispering, shaytan, he instills thoughts and whispers into our ears and heart, and he tries to influence. And you're trying, you're doing dhikr, you want to do dhikr of the heart, but shaytan is there as well. He will try to influence you, deviate you. He will say, you're not doing nothing, you're not speaking, and you think you're doing dhikr. There's nothing. So he instills thoughts, he whispers, he injects thoughts. You're working, you're moving, you're teaching in madrasa, you're running your business, or this quarrel, disputation, you're speaking to people. So the elders state that don't worry about these thoughts, all these feelings and emotions. No worries. Thoughts, they are not within your control. You cannot bring them or reject them. They will keep coming and going. Our work, we have to focus on our work. What are we in control of? There's a beautiful example. The pious people says, like, you know, you have the fakir, the beggar in the villages, in the rural areas, or wherever in the world, and he has a staff in one hand, and in the other hand he has the the stick. And what is the reason he has the stick for? He has the bowl, and people put the khairat, he keeps on putting it forward, and people put the money or donations into that bowl, into the container. And he has a staff in the other hand. If a dog runs after him, then he hits the dog, ushers it away. So the pious people is of the same way. When you do dhikr of Allah, then concentrate and present your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yes, thoughts will come. And if the thoughts come, then with the staff, knock them away. Turn them away. And this is the proper way of doing Allah ta'ala's dhikr. And if you do, if thoughts come to you, whispering of shaitan comes to you, this does not reduce your thawab reward. Rather, the pious people say that if thoughts come, whispering of shaitan comes, you get more thawab, more reward. So you have to struggle more. You have to make more effort. You have to focus again, refocus again, and make yourself clear again. So the pious predecessors say that for a student, someone's doing dhikr or a sheikh, oh, I'm thinking other things, other thoughts come, shaitan whispers. No worries. You've made niyyah, you've intended, do the dhikr of Allah, you close your eyes, start to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, total complete thawab you will attain. Total complete thawab. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq, the ability, and those brothers who have learned this dhikr, they should not be lazy, negligent. I don't have to remind them. We shouldn't have to remind each other. Such a great treasure Allah ta'ala has given to us. And as time is passing, wherever you are, struggle and strive. This is the greatest deed. The greatest deed that will give us the reward in the hereafter. Maraqabah, silent dhikr. And for us weak people, we don't have deeds. We don't even have mujahidah. Allah's made it so easy for us. So easy for us by giving us this dhikr, silent dhikr, maraqbah. There's no more simple deed today that can be done for the reward. So inshallah we should struggle and strive on this, make effort on this. We will do dhikr for a little while now. Close the eyes and focus, turn towards the heart with attention, total attention and focus. Allah, Allah, Allah. Keep saying, repeating silently in the heart, Allah. And if thoughts come, suddenly come into focus again and start Allah, Allah again. If other thoughts come, whispering come, doziness comes, turn yourself full alert again and attention. And in this way, keep on performing the dhikr of Allah continuously.